Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. During the days of this week, we've been looking in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, at what we call commonly known as the Great Commission, the command of the Lord Jesus Christ that those that are redeemed should go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the Bible says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." And we, during the days of this week, we've talked about the unrelenting go that's found here in verse 15. He said, "Go ye into all the world." Well, first of all, we've never been to all the world. There are still millions that have not heard the gospel. But the point being here is that the word go, the Apostle Paul, was went under that same command to go. The early disciples were under that command. William Carey in the 1700s, Adoniah Judson in the 1800s, David Livingston, and missionaries today still read it, and it still says the same thing, to go. Go into all the world. And so we said that unrelenting go there, but then there's the unrivaled goal of preaching the gospel. There's no substitute for preaching. Teaching is good, other things are good, but there's no substitute for preaching the gospel. And then there's that, not only that unrelenting go and the unrivaled goal, but there's also the unrestrained gospel. The Bible says, to every creature. I'm glad that the gospel is no respecter of persons. I'm glad that someone has said, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. And so, there's no one that's ineligible to hear the gospel. Only our lack of telling them is the only thing that stands in the way. And then yesterday we talked about an unrestricted guarantee. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And the emphasis in that verse is not on being baptized, but rather on believing. And we're proving that today by the latter part of verse number 16 that says, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Doesn't say he that is baptized not, but he that believeth not. So if it's the not believing that causes damnation, then it is the positive side of that is to believe is what causes one to be saved. And so just as there is an unrestricted guarantee for those that receive Christ as Lord and Savior, I'm sorry to say that there's also an unrepentant gulf that is between sinful man and God when he dies. The Bible says, he that believeth not. I had the opportunity to question a young man and his girlfriend some time back. And I said to them, what'll put you into hell? What causes men to go to hell? And they began, I guess, to confess some of the things that they had done and some of the things that they felt like were not right in their life. And we talked on there a moment, and I said, well, you know that's not what will put you in hell. They said, it's not? I said, oh, no, that's not what sends a man to hell. You see, there's only one solitary thing that sends a man to hell, and that is unbelief. The only thing the Bible teaches that'll send a man to hell is unbelief. And the solitary reason, it's not one of many reasons, it's the only reason. You see, because believing on Christ allows for the forgiveness of all sins. But it's that rejection of Christ, that unbelief, that's the one thing that'll put a man in the regions of the damned. But he that believeth not, and look at this, he that believeth not shall be damned. Just as sure as the Bible says shall be saved, as there's a guarantee there, we talked about that unrestricted guarantee, shall be saved, not might be, hope to be, may be, but shall be saved. The Bible is just as plain and just as pointed. He that believeth not shall be damned. Friend, do you know Christ as Savior? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak to hearts and save the soul that's nearest hell today. In Christ's name we ask. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.